everyone. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. So happy that you could join us today. Our culture and traditions are a big part of who we are. No matter where we come from, there are certain practices or rituals that have been passed down to us by our parents or those around us. I've always been so amazed by all of the different cultures and how beautiful each one of them is. What makes life even more beautiful is being able to share our culture and our traditions with those whom we love. We live in such a large melting pot, and we see more and more marriages of people from different countries. For those who are married or are marrying someone from a different country, how can you embrace their culture? What can you do to keep their traditions alive as you make the effort to keep yours alive also? FamilyShare has a great article titled Living in a Marriage with Two Different Cultures, which gives us some great helpful tips that we can use to embrace and love our spouse's culture. The first step that we can take is to embrace the opportunity. Sometimes it can be easier to look at the negative parts of being from different cultures, but take the time to look at all of the positives. Embrace the opportunity to learn about another culture, embrace the differences and appreciate them, and remember that what matters most is the love that you have for each other. You can also take the time to learn more about the culture. Dive into learning about it. You can take a class to learn the language or have dinner once a week that features a traditional plate from your spouse's country. Show them that you're interested in learning more about their culture and traditions. Also, there's always going to be cultural differences and challenges, so just work hard to overcome those challenges. Of course, there are going to be roadblocks and times where it might be hard, but you can overcome them. This will be normal in any marriage, so don't give up. Set small goals together and work to accomplish them. One of the things that is so admirable about bringing two different cultures is also the language. And being able to teach your children together both of your languages is amazing. So set goals to teach your children your language. You can never go wrong with teaching your children more than one language. It is worth the work and time to encourage your kids to learn the native language of their father or mother, as well as the traditions of that culture. It can be hard work, but the results are so worth it, especially for the future, whether it be social or professional. Another thing that you can do is to help your foreign spouse feel at home. You can set specific decorations or art at home that will help them feel welcome. You guys can visit different places where their culture is present, like a Brazilian restaurant, a Chinese art show, or a traditional Mexican dance performance. Find people who also have a similar background to befriend. This will help your spouse feel more like they belong. One of the most important things that you can also do is to maintain contact with family. Encourage your spouse to maintain contact with their loved ones back home. Speaking to them regularly or often will allow them to feel like they are still connected. This could also help with homesickness. Encourage their family members to write your spouse letters of love and support so they continue to feel welcomed by their culture and by their home. And the last step is to travel together. Make an effort to travel together and visit your spouse's country. Make sure to visit your spouse's family and friends and get to know what their life is like firsthand. And this will also give you an opportunity to embrace and to really appreciate where they come from. We are increasingly recognizing, respecting, and celebrating our culture diversity. This is what Julie Bishop said. So celebrate your diversity, accept the different cultures. Recognize that people are different and that is okay. No matter where we come from or what backgrounds we have, we all must learn to be more accepting and more loving. Even if your spouse is not from a different country, we all bring to the table different traditions and different ways of doing things. Learn to accept your spouse's differences. Try to learn from them. Try new things. You never know, you might love them. Remember, you can always visit MormonChannel.org for daily podcasts, music, uplifting messages, and more.